And we're back.
We're back.
For Andy, yes. Yeah. Welcome to part two, folks. I hope you enjoyed your sandwich.
I could go for a sandwich.
Yeah. Even after those bangers, eh?
I know, but right. You just talking about a sandwich. I didn't realize I was still hungry. Huh.
All right. You know, I was just thinking, I wanted to make a point that I noticed about something from the last episode we did.
Yeah.
In terms of feedback. I was literally shocked that the large majority of feedback from females, they were up in arms, angry about the whole high heels and jeans incident.
That's what made them angry. Not the fact that I wanted to banish pregnant women and babies off the face of the earth.
That too.
Oh, all right.
You're not getting off that easy.
Okay.
Well, even going before that, like, never heard any feedback about drugging women to improve their oral sex habits.
Right.
Never heard anything about that. But mention high heels and jeans don't go together.
Yeah.
And it's like a war path.
Was it all one way, or was it views one way or views the other way?
No, views that
various
way.
Various views?
No, just the huge majority were, it's an awesome fashion statement. How can you be such an idiot?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think there was one person who agreed with me.
And I
value their opinion highly because of that.
little shout out to BM who actually forwarded a link to.
You said BM.
That's your initials.
Bowel movement.
Yeah. Good one.
I actually value everyone else's opinion though.
So Andy's past story is about when he was five. I'm working with Greg who is five.
You said BM.
Yeah. What about TP, Tom Petty? Ooh.
TP, you said TP.
For my bunghole.
Yeah, I need TP for my bunghole.
But it was great because she actually did some research and sent us a link to show her disapproval of it. And it turned out to be, what was it?
That was great.
A transgendered or a transvest? I honestly, I don't think she realized
I think
it.
I had to
tell her.
I think it was a post-op. Transsexual.
So
I think they had the old snip.
Removed his knob.
Yeah.
And okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, but I just thought it was so funny. And then, oh man, that was just a riot.
Yeah, I found it very disturbing.
So all you ladies out there who enjoy that, apparently transgendered males enjoy that look as well. Helps them feel free out on the streets.
Yeah, last time we'd asked for pictures, I think, of high heels and jeans. How do we make out on that?
None.
Brilliant.
Aside from that link.
Right.
Yeah. So it's such a great fashion statement that there's no photographic proof of it. Well, except for that.
Well, actually, I think I learned that the reason behind it is that these girls will wear extremely long jeans down to the floor.
Right.
And if they don't wear high heels, the pants will actually trail on the floor, and so that's why they do it.
So buy shorter pants.
That's not the only reason, though.
Well, what else is it?
Well, it's a fashion thing, too.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Like Ed said, why not just buy shorter pants if that was the case?
Exactly.
It's almost like a reverse cause and effect, you know? It's like, but I have to wear high heels because my pants are too long. It's like, well, you bought the pants, so don't you know how tall you are?
We're probably spending too much time on this. I mean, clearly it's a good look, and we should just move on.
Well, I just thought it was ironic that that's what upset them, not getting drugged.
Well, it's something,
not anything else.
It's something that's immediately relatable to them.
All right.
They probably haven't imagined themselves being drugged by you.
Well, not just by me.
Well.
Right. Anyway, I didn't say that I'm going to drug people. I said, for the man who's having trouble with his significant other, that's an option. That's all.
Right.
I'm not going around and doing it.
No?
No.
Mm.
Yeah, there was some fault to that logic as well, but we won't get into it.
All right.
But, well, back to the holiday theme, gentlemen, if you don't mind.
Well, back to that again.
I kind of mind, but go ahead.
Oh, well, we won't.
No, you?
Jingle balls.
I was thinking about Silent Night.
It's funny that you guys mentioned two Christmas songs, because that was my next topic. I have a list of some of my favorite Christmas songs, because that's another thing I do enjoy.
Oh, fuck.
Jesus H. Christ on a popsicle
stick.
Hey,
that'd be awesome. We could sing a carol.
We could do knob carols.
Silent Night, come on.
Silent Knobs.
Ready?
Silent Knobs. Holy Knobs. All are big.
What?
All are white.
What?
Go on.
No. That's a bit loud.
It's not that loud, actually.
Well, maybe we'll do some more knob carols in the future.
You guys have no holiday spirit at all.
Well, I was just going to, talk about some Christmas songs.
I got to say, that got me in the holiday spirit.
Well, I figured...
I imagine it's going to do the same for our listeners, and there goes your cable modem.
Nice.
Sayonara, sucker.
Just fell 50 feet to its death.
Well, what do you guys think about some of these Christmas songs? I put a list together of my favorites.
Ooh.
And I was going to invite the listeners in to, if we miss any songs of your favorites, just... fill in the comments and let us know what your favorite Christmas songs are.
To what end? What are we going
to
do with this list?
To what end?
Are we going to perform them? Or?
No, just let them participate.
Oh,
they
okay.
can just put their comments in. God,
sort of like the most popular...
You don't want them to be involved?
No, I'm just trying to see.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Just list Christmas songs?
It seems kind of lame.
I know what Ed's saying. He's saying it's like a sort of like top 40 of Christmas songs kind of thing.
Well, no, it's just your favorites, just the listeners' favorites, because everyone has different tastes.
Are we going to play them afterwards?
No.
We're just going to list them?
We're not going to list them.
What do you think about Silent Night?
The listeners are going to
discuss it.
Text one on you. Text one.
I think it's beautiful. I prefer Heilig and Nacht.
All right, go ahead, Ed.
No, that's all right.
Oh, Tannenbaum. Tannenbaum.
So you guys don't have any favorite Christmas songs?
Yeah, I like Silent Night.
Me too.
You do.
Want to perform it?
Yeah.
All right. Ready?
Fast forward this.
Did you say fast forward over this?
Yeah.
Why? So what are you going to do? List 20 Christmas songs and have people
vote
on them?
So you just want to discuss them, not actually perform them.
I just wanted to discuss them.
Okay.
I got to say it, but this reminds me of your whole Waterworld idea.
Go on. Let's discuss them.
No, there's no point.
I love Silent Night. What do you think, Andy?
I think it sucks.
I like Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Yeah, do you? You would.
I do.
Oh, my God. That was probably one of
now,
your worst
do we
ideas
like,
ever.
Do we like Hark
the Herald? I bet the listeners right now are probably like, damn, what's that list? Tell me.
No, I don't think so.
I bet they are.
I don't know if I like Hark the Herald Angels Sing for its lyrical content or its melody.
I don't either. No idea.
Isn't it just a song about heralding the birth of Jesus?
Yeah, it's very important.
I thought as knobcasters we've sworn off any denominational discussions.
I think so, but when you sing those songs, though, it just reminds you of the true meaning of Christmas.
That Jesus is better than other religions.
I was just throwing it out there.
Well,
it's just a song for me.
Don't next time, then, really.
Well.
Sort of just as stupid idea as Ed's listing Christmas carols.
I didn't actually say Christmas carols. I said Christmas songs.
Oh, well, that's different. Go ahead, list them out then.
Last Christmas.
Jesus.
What?
I gave you my heart, and the very next day, you gave it away.
Don't know that one.
Really?
No, go ahead, list them out, man.
Well, I don't know. Do you guys know? Andy, you might like this one, being Father Christmas by the Kinks.
Yeah, how does that one go?
Father Christmas, give us some money.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
Don't mess with your silly toys.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, that's a good one, right?
Yeah. You got anything there by Slade?
Oh, no, I don't have that one.
Oh, okay.
No, I just did a quick list I put together this morning. The Grinch is a good one.
Yeah.
Christmas Wrapping by the Waitresses.
Yeah.
Classic. Yeah.
If you've never heard it, you can imagine what it sounds like.
Yeah. Christmas is Coming by the Shitbirds.
That's
a fun one. It's a fun rock and holiday song.
Can we hear
it? You can probably look these up. I mean, I'm sure most of these people have iTunes or something like that. I actually do have the CD, so for most of these. So we could play them if we wanted to.
I think we should list Christmas foods after this.
Okay.
Turkey. Ham.
Yeah. Yule log.
Oh my god.
You know what Yule log reminds me of?
Fruitcake. Yeah.
You know what Yule log reminds me of?
Yeah.
It reminds me of this little festive video I saw. It's called Two Girls, One Cup.
It's a Christmas cup, right?
Yeah. It's definitely a Christmas Yule log.
I've actually seen that video as well, Andy.
Yeah. And, yeah, great video. Not safe for work, though.
Where can one find that
video? And when I say not safe for work, I'm serious about that. It's probably not safe for home, either. It's that bad.
If listeners haven't seen it yet and wanted to actually download it, where could it be found?
Where is it?
www.twogirlsonecup.com. And that's two as in the number two and one as in the number one.
Right. Now, I should warn you that this is not for anybody with a weak stomach. And if you were curious enough to not heed our warnings but watch this thing, after you've watched it, check out the people's reactions on YouTube. A lot of people have been filming reactions of other people as they watch it unfold. And that's actually much more entertaining, I find, than the video itself. Huh. I think there's a site called bestreactions.com, which is just reactions to this video. Something like that.
Huh, fascinating.
So you've seen it?
Yeah, I did.
I've seen it. Ed, how about you? Have you seen
it? I haven't
seen it. No?
No interest.
No interest? No. Oh. But you don't, you know what it's about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, fair enough. I won't push that anymore. Anyway, let's get back to the Christmas songs. It was just the Yule Log thing.
No, I think
that,
we're done.
No, it was the Yule Log thing that reminded me of the video. Do you know that that song, was it, Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time? I think it's Paul McCartney and Wings.
I do know that one.
Yeah, that's quite a good one.
Squash. Candied yams.
Are they songs or just food?
I'm still on the food
list. Okay.
Corn.
I've never had corn at Christmas time.
No, it's awesome. Mm. Turkey and corn, mashed potatoes, gravy.
Ham.
Ham.
Yeah. You said ham.
Yeah. No, I think there's probably a lot more songs, though. Trying to think. No,
well,
I personally don't
understand the point.
I personally like the songs, the old time songs, like stuff from the 40s and 50s, the sort of Burl Ives, Nat King Cole kind of things.
That's what about Perry Como?
Yeah, that sort of like warm knitted sweater with a reindeer kind of singer type thing.
What do you think about Bing Crosby? Are you a fan of his?
Yeah. I like that White Christmas type sound.
What do you think about
it's,
that tune?
It's just
that,
a warm sound.
What about that tune that Bowie and Crosby did together?
I mean, I grew up listening to that every Christmas. It's okay. It's a little bit odd. I think I prefer a traditional rendition of Little Drummer Boy to that version.
You are definitely traditional.
Well, I mean, there are modern-day songs, or, you know, we were talking about Slade earlier. I think that's from the 70s. I like that song too, but I do like that sound from like the 40s and 50s. There's just a warmth in the sound.
I don't mind the Bowie Crosby song.
Well, you're a huge Bowie fan anyway.
Yeah, that plays into it. But
Bowie's in space.
But I also think it's kind of cool because it was, you know, original melding of two different generations of musical.
Hi, Ed. I'm David Bowie. I think you should
wear
an
eye patch. I just moved in next
door.
I was wondering if I could borrow a cup of milk. Oh, come on in and sing a song. All right. So
I'm 1980 David Bowie from Ashes to Ashes video.
Exactly. Right.
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 Got anything else on that sheet?
It's like there's a lot. Are they all songs?
No, these are songs. These are songs up top, and then this is just words to the Band-Aid classic, Do They Know It's Christmas?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is really kind of an odd... It's a classic. I do enjoy it, but some of the lyrics are a bit strange. I don't quite really understand them, but it's
well, it was to fight famine in Ethiopia.
Correct. Yeah. And
so doesn't
fine.
The lyrics sort of tie in with that?
Well, you be the judge. There's one part that Bono sings, and it says,
"Thank God."
And the Christmas bells that ring there are the clanging chimes of doom.
Right.
Well, tonight, thank God it's them instead of you.
Mm-hmm.
Cheery. Yeah.
It's not meant to be cheery.
No, but it's still a bit odd. You know, they're all miserable and whatever, but fuck, yeah, thank God it ain't us.
It's meant to make you reach deep into your pocket because you feel bad for these...
Okay, yeah, I guess that's what I was thinking. But
for these starving people in Africa.
Right.
Typical Bono shit.
Yeah, I don't think he wrote the lyrics to that.
Yeah.
It was either Geldof or Midge Ure,
yeah,
formerly of Ultravox. Wow. Yeah, they co-wrote it.
Jesus.
Yeah, but it's pretty good.
I had the 12-inch remix.
But one of my favorite classic style songs would be Adeste Fideles by Luciano Pavarotti.
Huh.
That's a really good
show
one.
Show off.
It's great.
Nice name drop, Ed.
That's who sang it.
I know.
Jeepers creepers.
Could you sing a bit of that?
What? No, I couldn't. I haven't even warmed up the pipes. Adeste fideles, leti triumphante.
That's
the beginning.
Sounds like something else.
Exactly.
Yeah. It is come
it's a ripoff.
It's Latin.
Pavarotti ripped off Latin.
It was probably written in Latin to begin with.
Think?
Maybe. I don't know. But that's a good one, yeah.
Huh.
Hmm.
And Feliz Navidad is a good one, too.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Jose Feliciano.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, I just don't understand it. I think they're saying Merry Christmas.
Don't you understand?
Feliz Navidad is the only part I understand what's being said in it.
Yeah.
I think that's
Merry
all
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Feliz Navidad y prospero año y felicidad.
Oh.
What does that mean?
So, Happy New Year and health.
But I don't speak Spanish, though, so I can't...
Well, probably should have...
Yeah, so fuck him, right?
No, I didn't say...
I don't speak Spanish. Fuck them all.
Wait. You're sounding like Greg now.
What?
I'm just saying that I don't enjoy it myself. I'm not saying fuck them if they enjoy it. I'm just saying I don't really get anything from it myself.
Hmm. Well, you don't like the tune. You don't
understand Spanish.
I never grew up with it either. Like, it wasn't part of my traditional Christmas to... Listen to Feliz Navidad.
Oh.
So it doesn't.
Well, maybe that's
right. It's like Dominic the Donkey. Have you ever heard that one?
No. Well, maybe. No.
I mean, I was talking about warm Christmas songs earlier. See, Dominic the Donkey is the complete opposite of that. There's no warmth in it at all. It's like sounds like a silly little kid song.
Oh, like Rudolph.
It says something like Dominic the Donkey, hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw. I mean, that kind
right.
of thing.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I don't know
yeah. It always seems to come out every Christmas at work. Somebody has it on a CD
gotcha.
And plays it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I think
I thought it would be a good topic. Greg apparently didn't agree, and he sabotaged the whole set. So
I don't think
it was mostly Greg.
Sabotage it.
Food. That was a bit.
That wasn't a sabotage. That was sort of being funny, I think.
Yeah.
Like, equating the two together, like, this is about as interesting as listing Christmas food.
Right.
That's not sabotaging, really.
I think I like the food better, though. Well, I was hungry,
well,
remember?
You eat it.
Right. I got another one.
Yeah?
It's coming. Wait for it.
Yeah.
Rolls.
Oh, it's in my top 10.
It's nothing like a nice roll in butter.
You sure you don't mean buns?
Baps?
You're a big fan of buns, Greg, aren't you?
Some people do like cinnamon buns.
Mm-hmm. You prefer sticky buns.
Sticky with my semen.
Exactly. Dirty slob.
We can edit that out.
No, let's leave it in.
No, yeah. Seriously.
No, let's leave it in.
Let's see what kind of comments we get on that one.
Hey, I want to say something.
Go ahead.
United States women's volleyball team?
Yeah.
Secured an Olympic berth.
Good for them.
Excellent.
I'm happy.
One of the Olympics, 2008 in Beijing.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm going to watch just for the volleyball.
Excellent.
Mm. I find that most else of it is pretty uninteresting. I like the jumping, the ski jump. You know that long jump they do?
Yeah, different Olympics.
Oh, is it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Winter?
Yep.
Yeah.
Whew. That's two more years.
Are you serious?
2010 Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
I'm right. Yeah, geez.
No, he's right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Andy.
He has a mouthful. He's got his mouthful. What can you say?
Go on, though. What were you saying?
Nothing.
All right.
That was it.
I thought so. Oh. I don't know. The only other thing I could think of is... I saw this picture of this woman bringing her kid to Santa. Kid.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. For the woman or the kid?
Yes.
Wow.
The woman.
Oh, okay.
With the kid.
But the kid was
What was she doing, breastfeeding
no,
in front
the kid,
of Santa?
There was Santa sitting down, and she was carrying the kid over, and the kid's bawling, just like bawling his eyes out. And the mother's got this big smile on her face. And I'm thinking, what other, well, maybe aside from Halloween, but... What is the fascination with parents to torture their kids to get them to just sit on Santa's lap for a picture? Like, I don't understand that. The kid is going berserk. And they're like, you know, they're screaming and they're trying to bring him because they want the picture and stuff. And it's like, God.
It's
probably
because the kid's sitting on something hard.
No, she was holding him.
Okay.
And I just thought it was really funny. I'm like, wow. You know, like... Everybody's so protective of kids and everything these days, and then here they are, like, torturing them on a daily basis, bringing them to see Santa. The kids scared out of their minds.
If the kids scream it, she should take them away and calm
them
down.
Don't. Yeah, but they don't.
They should, though.
I know.
Stupid kids.
Something flips in their mind, and they're like, oh, this would be great. And the kid goes nuts, and they're like, don't care. Get on his fucking lap. I'm going to take a picture of him. I don't get it.
Well, they're scared of the strange man with the white beard.
Exactly.
They probably should be.
And so what do they say? What do they teach kids all the time? Don't talk to strangers. Don't talk to strangers. Yeah. There's some freaky looking dude with a giant white beard and a big glowing red suit
and a stain on his red pants.
Easy.
Hot. And it's just like they just forced upon him. And the poor kids are traumatized. I just think it's funny. I'm a little bit hypocritical too.
Hmm.
So I just thought that was funny the other day. I saw that.
I think I quite enjoyed it as a kid, sitting on Santa's lap. Whatever that says about me.
Don't know.
It actually explains a lot.
What, that I like Christmas? I like Christmas a lot?
No.
I think that's all it explains.
Well, you are a gay, right?
No. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You are the only gay in Smithfield.
I'm the only gay in the village.
Smithfield, right. Yep.
Well, I see by the old clock on the wall, gentlemen, that
it's time to start knobbing you all.
Well.
No.
No, that was at the beginning. We've been knobbing them for a good hour now. I'm sick of it.
Get off me already.
Oh, my arse. Oh, my arse.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think we should bring this to a close.
Yeah.
And unless we get any positive feedback about Knobcast, we'll probably never come back.
Nope.
Well,
could be the last Knobcast.
Well, if
so,
whether it is or it isn't, there won't be one in 2 weeks, right?
No, we're taking a hiatus.
The hiatus of at least December. So.
Yep.
And what with the writer's strike
deal with
and
our holiday nonsense.
Everything.
Right. I mean, if we don't have any fresh new material because of the strike, what's the point of coming back?
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know if listeners are aware of this, but these Knobcasts are entirely scripted. I mean, this is not freestyle. This is all written out in advance.
Who needs a writer's strike? You're fucking fired. But so I guess that's it, huh?
Yeah, that's it. All right. Team on the scrap heap.
Yep.
Have a knobby Christmas, everyone.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
From
us to you.
Sure. I thought we could sort of sign off with our real names.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You go.
I was wondering if you could call me by my rapping name.
No Knobopotamus?
Right.
There you go. Excellent.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy New Year. Maybe we'll see you again soon, or not.
We'll see you on the other side.
Ta-ta.
It's bye from me, Andy.
And Greg.
And me, Ed. Oh, it does me Ed in when I say that.